Okay, I'll call the meeting to order, and our first agenda item is approval of the minutes from the August 7 meeting. Those are distributed with the packet. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it, Doug.
Okay, any discussion regarding the minutes? Okay, then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay, our next item on the agenda is, there you go, packet of loans. We have about $7.6 million in five different loans. Have they been approved for proper public purpose?
They have been approved.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Doug, I'll second the motion.
Any discussion regarding the loans?
This is Doug. I just have a question. The Verona area school borrowing $5 million, and they say finance referendum project. What is that? That's not very detailed. What does that mean?
Well, Doug, last year Verona approved a referendum for a substantial amount of money because that municipality is growing so fast. And so I think that there's just a variety of small projects. They're continuing construction on a number of schools and other associated projects. And I believe what happened is that some of that money might be taxable because of certain circumstances. And so they're probably borrowing from us to complete those taxable parts of their project.
Doug, this is Jonathan. There's a good chance, because they've only wanted a five-year term, that when they complete their bonding, some portion or all of this could be taken out by Verona in favor of bonding.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All right, then all in favor vote aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Brad, I'll vote no.
Okay. We have no old business listed. Any, under new business, we have a discussion and vote on staff attendance at the Schwab Impact 2018 conference. This is a an annual event that I believe that our Rich and Tom attend. Is that the proposal again this year?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is the proposal. I'm not going to attend. It's a relatively expensive conference as these go because there's a $1,200 fee. I think I went to one of them in the beginning, and it's I think it's more appropriate for just Rich and Tom to attend.
Okay. Can we so we'd have the fee and we'd have flights, lodging, meals. What do we think the overall cost is?
You got that, Tom?
The overall cost would be about $2,000 a person for meals. A lot of the meals are included in the conference because of the fact that they have lunches included and they have breakfasts included most days. And I think they've got dinners included two of the days, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and the fee for the conference.
This is Matt. I'll just ask, is there any reason two are going versus just one?
The main reason that we ask that two go is because many of the presentations are simultaneous. Sometimes they will have as many as six different presentations going on at the same time, and Rich and I will split up and attend different presentations.
Hotels are pretty
okay
in D.C. I'm surprised you can get away with $800 for travel and hotel.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're right, Doug. I had my math wrong there. The hotel I figured would be about $250 per night. So, and if I add the airfare onto that, DC is pretty cheap these days. So we're coming in somewhere about $2,400. Sorry about that.
Okay.
We're not going to stay at the headquarters hotel. They're not going to stay at the headquarters hotel. They'll be several blocks away because we can just get a better rate.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Good job.
We,
okay.
we always utilize public transportation when we go on these things, so.
You can walk back and forth. Good exercise.
Right.
Not from the airport, though. We'll take the metro from there.
Well, we utilize Schwab in some of our investment determinations, right?
Schwab custodies all of our bonds, and so we have all of our bonds custodied with Schwab. And because of the fact that they make some of their best advisors nationally available to us, yes, we will use them. The nice thing about this conference is they bring in national advisors not just from Schwab but from many other entities as well to make presentations. So many of the people that are presenting are the people that are regularly on national television.
Including the Federal Reserve Chair and other people of that sort.
Okay. Can you expound a little on the value it brings to the organization, please?
You bet. Because of the fact that ultimately, when you're making decisions on where we're going to go with things, it's always nice to get a lot of different inputs on where people think the economy is going to go, where people think interest rates are going to go, how those interest rates are going to impact the bond markets, how they're going to impact the stock markets. And so during the presentations, they will have several people that will just be talking about the economy. They will have several people talking about the bond markets, the credit markets. And oftentimes they will be people presenting different points of view. And so it's not a situation where you're getting all one side of the story. You're getting very, very different viewpoints. And it's nice to be able to take all those viewpoints together to make a decision on how we invest our money in the bond market. And now that we've got money in ETFs, it's also important for us to keep track of where people think the stock market is going.
So. I can give you one practical example, Brad. Not too many years ago, it became apparent that interest rates were going to start dropping and that we would be facing a lot of refinancing in our local government loan program. One of the first triggers of information on that came from this conference, and I think it would be an exaggeration to say that was the only thing that caused people to pay attention, but it's the kind of thing that you get a view on the horizon of what is coming up by distillation of the advice you're getting from these very smart people. So in that case, it was served the BCPL well to manage our funds at that time in the way we did, entering the bond market and anticipating the loss of local government loans.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. We haven't done the motion yet. I'll make a motion to approve the travel.
Doug, I'll second the motion.
Sorry, I took that out of order. There's the Western States Conference. There's the Schwab Conference. Are those the two primary things each year? And if the Western States thing is more of a land management, this is the finance management. What else is there?
One more.
We will generally also attend a fixed income conference in Chicago that normally takes place in February. There's no fee for attending that conference, and so that's to attend that. The cost of the agency is the travel expenses associated with it. So,
okay.
But for out of state travel, that's the main thing.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
This is Doug. I vote aye.
You bet. I vote no.
Okay. Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary report?
Really briefly, right off the bat, we've made no bond purchases, and we've made no bond sales since the last meeting, nor have we made any investments in ETFs. The market volatility and the way it's rising, we're waiting for the right conditions, so we're still being cautious there. But as you know, last meeting I reported on the project, or rather the results of our investments so far in ETFs, and I included my my executive secretary report in the minutes of this last meeting, so it's in your packet to read, and I don't need to elaborate on it. I will say that on ETFs, as of the last July 31st, we had 22,387,000 in ETF equities, with a capital gain at that time of $400,000 or 1.8%. Additionally, this group of equities is providing a dividend yield that we estimate pretty closely at being 3.6% annually, or another $796,000. So we're earning about 5.4% in actual dividends and unrealized gain at this point in time on the equities. But as you note, even though the board on adopting the investment plan authorized us to invest up to $15 million a month, we waited about a year to fill our smoothing fund, and we're investing rather more like $1 million a week, and in some weeks, like this last 2 weeks, nothing. So we're moving pretty cautiously, and we're pleased with the equities because we're making a capital gain and we're earning a good rate of return on the dividends. Beyond that, this report, maybe you'd like to take the time to read it when you get a chance, talks about our venture capital policies and our equity policies and our reporting practices. All of those have come into question at some point or other recently, and I thought maybe that report would be useful for the board to see exactly how we're operating here. And most definitely, we're operating under the direction of the board.
Okay. All right. Any future agenda items that anyone wants to discuss? All right, then I'll move to adjourn.
That'll settle.
The motion.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sure thing.